you know, doing this to Donegal, and they have done it today, and done it in some style, you'd have to say.
Yeah, they've done it in fantastic style. 3:21 to 1:21 is the full-time score here. The Donegal players are dejected. They've lost their grip on the Anglo-Celt Cup. There's going to be no unprecedented three in a row. It has come to an end at the quarter-final stage as Donegal bow out of the Ulster Championship and now have a break for several weeks as they will have the All-Ireland Series next, and that's to come, of course, in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. We'll bring in Brendan Kilcoyne, who's sitting alongside us as well. Listen, Brendan, how do you go about summing that up? Because it's we all come in here with high expectation that Donegal were going to be heading to a semi-final next weekend, but by God, Down put some stop to that.
Yeah, Down, as we spoke about it, Oisín, Down brought all the energy throughout the game, particularly around the middle third and the second half. Hungary on the breaking ball, winning that 30 ball, they were absolutely excellent. I suppose something that stuck out to me, Oisín, Donegal had something like 17 points on the board after 67 minutes, and it all came from the inside forward line. Michael Murphy, Oisín Gallen and Conor O'Donnell, they weren't getting a contribution from elsewhere on the field, on the, apart from the goal from Keenan McGonigal, of course, I'm not forgetting that, but they weren't getting scores from elsewhere on the field, and that was keeping Donegal all through last year, all through the National League. They were getting 10-11 scores on the board, and that didn't happen for them today. But the big thing to me was their strategy on kickouts. Down were getting men in under the breaks. They were occupying the space that the Donegal players should have been in to pick up the breaking ball. Down were showing that more hunger to get on it, and that put them on the front foot then, so it did, to allow them to create them attacking opportunities that they certainly did avail of.
Yeah, Donegal just were nowhere near the pace of the game today. How do you go about explaining that, Brendan?
It's very difficult, so it is, you know, because if you're not at it, you're going to be punished, particularly in Ulster Championship, and that borne out today, so it was, by Down bringing all the energy. And you could see that from early in the game, so you could. Is it a hangover from the league final? It's hard to know, but it's very difficult to go out with day on day and have that energy. And I think possibly Donegal maybe have had one eye on Armagh next week. Of course, that won't be spoken about and it won't be spoken out loud, but maybe there was a bit of that in the background, that they were waiting on Armagh next week and they didn't give Down the respect that they deserved. Down, a county that's rich in tradition, rich in history in Gaelic games, we knew they were going to bring a huge energy here today, and they certainly delivered for their manager Conor Laverty on the field.
Yeah, they certainly did. So then, what's next for Donegal then, Brendan? Your thought, like, obviously we have the All-Ireland Series to come, but listen, there's all this talk about Donegal, and maybe we might sit down tonight and have a conversation. They may be getting beaten in Ulster. I know this sounds very strange. Mightn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, well, listen, we spoke, you know, Tyrone going out of the championship a couple of weeks ago. They have time now to regroup, regather, get a bit of training done, maybe rest the bodies a bit, because Donegal did play. Look, there was a bit of lethargy there among the Donegal players, so there was, I felt, today. They did look tired. They've had a long winter campaign, so they have spring campaign through the National League. These aren't excuses. These are just facts, Oisín. And today, it just wasn't in the leg, so it wasn't. And, you know, we didn't see the same impetus Brendan mentioned in the commentary. You know, the likes of Padraig Mogan, Finbar Rorty getting up the field. Jason McGee, who had a brilliant National League, never really got into the stride of around the middle of the park today. Didn't dominate the airways like he did throughout the National League. And to be fair, I think you have to attribute a lot of that credit to Down. They had the game plan right. They were spot on, so they were. And they just outworked and out-hungered Donegal.
Yeah, okay. Also joining us here in our commentary position is Rory Kavanagh, a man, of course, who won an All-Ireland in 2012 with Donegal and won numerous Ulster titles. And we were all this expectation today coming to the O'Donnell Park. Big occasion for the club. Championship football back here. Down showed the hunger, but Donegal just weren't at the level that we were all expecting today, Rory.
No, absolutely. I mean, the first half, I suppose, Oisín, you could get a sense that Donegal were a wee bit off it, you know, just in terms of their shot selection and, you know, the execution that you'd normally expect Donegal to be really, really tight on. You know, we left a lot of wides out there in the first half, but even as Brendan mentioned, the hunger that Down played with, the tackling, the work rate was absolutely phenomenal. Like, they deserve great, great credit, you know, and that was kind of summed up. There was two turnovers, one in the first half from Finbar Rorty, I think it was Keelan Doherty, and then the second half down here in front of us in the stand, Oisín, Keelan Mooney made a 70 metre sprint to catch up with Conor O'Donnell, who was on the break and looked like he was going to score, got a near hand tackle and turned him over, like, and that just summed up Donegal's day. It just didn't seem to be going for us, and the hunger was all with Down today. They deserve great credit.
Yeah, Donegal, listen, they had a fantastic league campaign, and they put in a serious amount of work in the early months of the year. That's me asking the question now. Does things like that maybe catch up to you when it comes to championship, when the games are all coming so thick and fast?
I think it's easy to say that, like, but look, Donegal targeted the league, and you know, the fact that we had that break between the league and championship this time round, we didn't think it would have much of an impact. But look, Down looked obviously the fresher team. They were in a league final themselves, struggled with getting over the line against Wexford. But you know, that underdog and being written off and that sort of mentality is hard to beat, like, when nobody's giving you a chance. So they brought the energy today, like. But look, I suppose we talked a lot before the game about how Michael Langan's absence would impact the team. And Donegal, middle of the park today, just weren't at it. Down ruled it there. And I thought, you know, Murdoch, among others, was absolutely outstanding today. And we had just no answer for him. We actually had just no answer for him. He was bursting through tackles. He was kicking scores. And he was winning his own ball. Like, we just had no answer around the middle of the park today for Down. But look, to a man, they were brilliant.
Yeah, we have players back today as well from injury. Kieran Moore, Oisin Gallen coming in, and maybe Darrell Wheel coming in as a second half substitute as well. Maybe there was a bit of match sharpness missing there from those guys because they missed lengthy periods, so they didn't. Maybe that was a factor today as well. They just couldn't really get up to the pace of the time.
We didn't have that maybe impetus from those players that you mentioned. Like, you know, but even our half back line, I suppose, that gave us so much in the league final against Kerry. Killian McGonigal, you know, Ryan McHugh, and young Finn Bairroti there, we just didn't seem to be getting any joy in any line of the pitch. There was just too many of our lines that were malfunctioning today, but that's down to Down, and that was down to the hunger and the intensity that they brought, and the running power. They were magnificent. You know, Daniel Guinness scores 1-2 or 1-3 there. You know, Hevron, you know, how many times did you see him lining up outside the arc, kicking twos with very little Donegal pressure on him, which is very unlike us? Like.
Yeah, we didn't think that we'd be having a lengthy break to go to the All-Ireland Series, but maybe now, on reflection, that maybe this defeat mightn't be a bad thing, because all this talk about Donegal and All-Ireland's, that maybe the pressure might come off now, that we've had this defeat and we have an All-Ireland Series to look at. And they mightn't be talking about Donegal the same way they have been over the last number of weeks.
No, well, that's true. Listen, it's going to be a massive reset now in terms of Donegal, in terms of where they're at and why it went wrong today. There'll be a lot of soul searching done, I suppose, over the next couple of weeks.
Is that a difficult thing to do, reset? You were involved in groups where you had to hit the reset button to bring them all back up again.
You had to, you know, but you know, it starts then on the training ground again, Oisin, you know, and that's where you're just going to have to find it. And they'll hold their hands up today, and they'll know themselves that in too many lines of the pitch today we're beat hands down by Down men. So look, it's going to take a bit of soul searching and getting things right again, but this group, I've no doubt, can do that.
Okay, listen, thanks for coming up so quick afterwards. Rory Kavanagh there, former St Union's manager, former, of course, Glenn Mahara manager, and indeed a man that's been about the block with Donegal and won Ulster and All-Ireland titles with Donegal, and under, of course, Jim McGuinness. But Brendan Venny's back on with us. Listen, it's obviously disappointing and defeat, and Rory talked about the reset button here. Jim McGuinness came in to the Donegal group after Donegal had lost in the championship the year to Down in Ulster. Since then, Donegal have been unbeaten up until today, and again it's Down. Is Jim McGuinness now facing one of his biggest challenges as Donegal manager and lifting this group to take it under an All-Ireland Series?
Do you know, I just think over the last couple of years, you'd have to say that so much Donegal have done has been good, has been right. Back-to-back Ulster Championships, All-Ireland semi-final, All-Ireland final. So it was about unearthing a few players this year and coming in with a stronger squad, as we were doing. And Brendan alluded to there about, you know, the spread of scores, and everything seemed to be right about Donegal. When we wanted to really win a match, we did it. And in many ways, I think the Kerry game and how Kerry presented themselves in the day has led to this. Donegal were completely, like, probably thought, you know, they were so far ahead of the other best team in Ireland that I think it put their mindset in a very dangerous place. And if you look at the championship so far, Westmeath have come and beat Meath. Wicklow nearly beat Dublin. But in this game, after Donegal beaten down by 6 points last year, in a game that kind of went to script, Down not a bad team, but Donegal's experience and class would get the better of them. So we were expecting a better Donegal team today, who were to me looking like a better, sharper squad against a Down team that were coming up from Division 3. So everything was pointing us, and you got to manage that perception then. And obviously Donegal players have found that difficult. But as you said, in terms of a reset, we still have a brilliant squad. But this year was a serious, serious learning. No one had seen it coming. But listen, that's sometimes the beauty of football, that a team like Down can come and put on a performance like this. Very, very worthy winners. And everything was right about a good team. Solid at the back, defensive structure, commitment to the ball. Their midfield battled it out with Murdoch. They had an absolute colossus in there. But when they broke, the pace that they had everywhere, and Donegal couldn't get in. I was talking about that period in the second half, that one time where we got into a low block about halfway through the half, and we actually turned over the ball. Apart from that, Down were shooting at will. They were creating opportunities in every attack. And that's something, I suppose, as you said, that's not normal of this Donegal side. So there's a lot of resetting to do. And in many ways, when you look at what Ulster takes out of you, Oisín, and then if you want, Donegal really after All-Ireland this year, let's be honest about it, even though Jim likes to win Ulster first. So in terms of getting ready for the All-Ireland now, you have that break. And as you said, it's a massive reset. So Donegal can go on very fresh under the All-Ireland series. It's the only good thing we can take out of this performance today.
Okay, Brendan Kilcoyne, we'll leave the final word to you. I'm sure that's not a good Donegal dressing room down there at the moment. There'll be a lot of digging deep and soul searching to be done within in the group. But listen, Donegal have a fantastic and talented group of players, and there's no doubt over the next number of weeks they're gonna park this, so they are, and they're gonna work extremely hard to build towards an All Ireland series, a series that they can be serious contenders in, I suppose.
Absolutely, Oisín, you know, okay, the result didn't go their way today. A lot of things didn't go their way today. You know, you talk about, you know, we hit the woodwork four times. I think we could have got 4 points from frees on the right-hand side of the post with a left-footed kicker. Them wee things, the wides we kicked in the first half, a lot of it just didn't come together. But to me, the major thing was the lack of energy, or the more energy that Down brought to the game as opposed to Donegal. So, yes, it's disappointing. Yes, they're going to be disappointed in the dressing room, and there's going to be soul such and done, and I'm sure there'll be some words had, so they will, you know, to try and get to the bottom of where it went wrong today. But they have time to work on it. It's not the end of the year. They have a big competition coming up in the All-Ireland Championship coming up, so they have after a few weeks. So they'll be able to refocus, gather, learn, take the learnings from today of what didn't go right for them, and you just have to push on. You won't become a bad team overnight.
It's a hard thing to do, 1-3 in a row.
It's a hard thing to do to 1-3 in a row. It absolutely is, Oisín. You know, and when you're up there, every team is going to come down. And, you know, Down came up here today. Most people had them written off, apart from maybe their own supporters, who have been written off in all sections of the media. But they put in a performance that thoroughly deserved the win. Donegal just didn't have it in them today.
Yeah, okay. Well, one last word. Brendan Devaney, DL debate tomorrow night. So on after the 7 o'clock news.
Yes, thanks, Oisín. I'm just watching one of the men, Neil Loughran, down here, is on from the Irish News. He is a Down man, of course. He's down there enjoying, and rightly so. They're deserving of the victory. We're going to have on ex-Donegal legends. We're going to have Niall O'Donnell on, and Frank McGlynn is on the show, and we're going to round up all the GA from the weekend. That's on tomorrow evening between 7 and 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's the DL debate to come in Highland Oak.